Black Lives Matter of the Shenandoah Valley and 8 individual plaintiffs allege that the Sheriff Donald Smith, Commonwealth's Attorney Timothy Martin, and Augusta County violated their 1st, 4th, and 14th Amendment rights several times during protests this summer. As the Stanton News Leader reported, the protesters wanted to get body cameras on officers after the department shot 2 men in 2 different incidents in May. According to the lawsuit, the protesters were hit with 17 citations of violating a noise ordinance and 3 arrests for disorderly conduct during demonstrations. Antoine Souter, the organization's president, says the citations were arbitrary.
Protesting with a bullhorn is also federally protected under the Constitution. All of it, I feel like, was in retaliation and against us, and he's using the noise ordinance as his angle to justify his actions in arresting and charging us.
The lawsuit also alleges that the sheriff or his deputies used excessive force against the group at times. Souter and his fellow plaintiffs are being represented by attorney Chris O'Kay, who has represented the company Nexus Services, Inc. against past and current lawsuits. Souter said his group's involvement with Nexus began after he invited CEO Mike Donovan to speak at a rally about civil rights.
He supported it. Nexus has supported the Black Lives Matter movement in any way possible that you could think of, and it's amazing to me.
Smith and Martin, defendants in the lawsuit, both told WMRA that they couldn't discuss pending litigation, but Martin has filed a motion for dismissal of the case. A hearing on that motion has been scheduled for December 6th. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.